Despite low pay from 2002 to 2008, LDC growth exceeded 7% and proved far more resistant to the global financial crisis than developed countries. UN experts blame this paradox of high economic growth and low social progress on a failure to move into manufacturing and export. Here's Tafri Tesfachu, head of UNCTAD's Africa and LDC unit.
If you look at the structure of the economy 20 years ago, you will see agriculture is a predominant contributor to GDP. Now, it's gone down. Services sector is a major contributor, on average about 47%. But if you ask the question, how much of this is export? What is their contribution to export? 0.7%, which means that the bulk of this service sector is the informal activities, retailers, shops. This is good in terms of employment creation, but it doesn't pay higher wages.
The report also warns that the outlook for these countries is uncertain because export prices cannot be relied upon following the global financial slowdown. It's also critical of the international community for dragging its heels on measures to help these countries as part of Millennium Development Goals. Some encouraging signs have nonetheless emerged in some countries' service and manufacturing sectors. This is especially true of Asian countries, including Laos, Cambodia, and Bangladesh, which have attracted foreign investors. UN economists say a major challenge involves transforming the labour-intensive rural economy by putting an emphasis on skilled jobs. It's a crucial point because 75% of LDC populations live in agricultural areas. Report contributor Rolf Traeger has more.
It's because of low productivity in agriculture and combined with a very high share of the population working in agriculture, which explains most of poverty in LDCs. So that's why any development policies, they should envisage increasing the well-being of rural populations, raising the productivity level of these populations, but also critically diversifying rural economies.
It's only by shifting into jobs that add value to products that countries stand a chance of beating poverty by 2030, the report says. But it cautions that even China has not achieved this, despite extraordinary economic growth and development. Of the 48 least developed countries, 34 are in Africa, there are 9 in Asia, 4 in the Pacific area, and just 1 in the Caribbean, Haiti. Having least developed country status entitles governments to aid, preferential market access and special technical assistance, among other concessions. Daniel Johnson, United Nations.